If it weren't for Taiwanese factories producing sheet metal for classic trucks, our hobby wouldn't be what it is today. The cost of fixing the rot, rust, and damaged body panels is often more expensive than buying the reproduction sheet metal produced in Taiwan. But just how good is the materials, tools, and labor force making the sheet metal? Our team from Classic Truck Performance decided to head to Taiwan to meet the companies and people making our classic American trucks and cars great again.
This week we're in Hsinchu County, Taiwan. We're visiting a handful of sheet metal factories. So I've seen the product in America to begin with, so I knew the difference between what you'd call a crash part versus an OEM replacement. What we've seen in Taiwan is the OEM replacements. The quality is the same gauge sheet metal as factory. Sometimes it's even thicker. So the misconception that it's paper thin, no.
Our first stop in Taiwan was a 20,000 square foot factory called CHL Auto Parts with two heavy duty presses and injection molding machines. We had a chance to talk to one of the employees, Frank, about some of the machines, tooling, and processes at CHL.
As you can see, the stamping machine, this is a big one. This is a 1,000 ton stamping machine. And we changing toolings, each different toolings and produced by this machine. And earlier we just finished stamping the square body 73 to 87 tailgate. This new toolings just arrived from GM from the United States. And these toolings are going to produce the Chevrolet and GMC pickup trucks grills from 1998 to 2006 models, the new body styles. And these toolings are really heavy. Each weight of them is about 20 to 40,000 pounds each. And we ship 15 containers just for these heavy toolings from United States. Now you can see it's a very large plastic injection machine. It's like a 3,000 tons. In this huge machine, we can produce all kinds of plastic products, like bumper covers, grills, and the fender flares. All these parts are made by the original material, no recycled material added. So as you can see, when we step on this plastic parts, and when we walk off, it will coming back just like the way he used to be.
So we're in Taoyuan, we're at the CHL Automotive Factory, and we got to see some pretty interesting stuff. We got to see square body tailgate stamped, some injection molding using original GM injection molding dies that were shipped over from Tennessee, and our day is just beginning. It's only noon here in Taiwan, so we got a lot more to do.
After spending some time at the first factory, we headed over to another factory owned by the same company with different size presses along with robotic plasma cutting machines taking care of all the detailed cuts.
The interesting part was the long bed panels. You know, I would never imagine that they would be producing long bed square body bed panels, but apparently there's a demand for those. And it was pretty amazing to see how that was done.
When it comes to classic car or truck sheet metal in Taiwan, there's one name you will undoubtedly run into, Mr. GT. He runs the largest operation of sheet metal factories in Taiwan under the name Muscle Car GT. We had the chance to spend some time with Mr. GT and see some of his factories. Kevin Lowe, Muscle Car GT's sales manager, was able to give us some backstory on Mr. GT, his business, and the process of producing sheet metal.
Mr. GT wasn't in this industry back in the time. But what happened was his older brother was in the stamping business in the industry here in Taiwan. And he decided to take over his brother's business. And that's how he got started. There was one time he paid a visit to the States and found out there's a market and there's a demand for the restoration parts for the early Mustang. So he started the business with some of the small panels for the early Mustang. That's how he got into the business. That was back in the 80s we are talking about, so it has been like almost 40 years. Back in the time, he started business with just some of the small sheet metals, like things like the front valance or the rear valance or, you know, small pieces. And then the deeper he dig into it, the more he finds out that there's the demand is more than just the sheet metals. So he started a company with just stamping the sheet metals at the first place. And then he tried to expand the product range to things like door hinge, door latch, C-tracks, or even C-frame. And then we got into a more complicated part, like the complete van window assemblies. So pretty much we know that whenever people start a new project, a restoration project, you pretty much need everything, not just the sheet metals. So that's why we decided to get into more than just sheet metals because of this.
Another person we met up with while we were in Taiwan is Paul from Golden Star Classic Auto Parts. Paul, in a way, represents a person living the American dream. Paul grew up in Taiwan and worked at one of the factories producing sheet metal. A number of years ago, Paul moved to Texas and started importing and selling sheet metal. He now employs a number of Texans and has become one of the companies bringing classic car sheet metal from Taiwan into the States. In fact, we worked with Paul to build three Motor Trend Week to Wicked vehicles, a 1974 Bronco, a 1968 Mustang Fastback, and a 1955 Chevy. Golden Star Classic Auto Parts is now building complete Tri-5 Chevys in Taiwan. And on the second day of our trip, we were able to see that process in person.
All right, we're day two in Taiwan. We drove out to Taichung City. We came to the Muscle Car GT factory to take a look at their 57 Chevy convertible bodies. It's pretty interesting. They not only stamp them the metal here, but they fixture them and they spot weld them all together. So not only can you buy replacement parts, but you can actually buy a complete 1955, 56, or 57 like this one body that gets assembled here in Taiwan and shipped back to America. So as some of you guys know, I've got a 48 Chevy. I've been building it for the last few years. And one of the things on the truck that's less than desirable are the running boards. Well, as I was walking over to the back of the shop over here, we found a couple guys actually making complete running boards from the 47 to 55 first series truck. Check it out. So I've been on the fence regarding either restoring my running boards, you know, getting them body worked, the rust repaired, and all that stuff, versus buying new ones. Well, after I've seen these, I think I'm gonna go with the brand new ones. Let me show you why. They start out with an all new stamping. Then they get through these guys back in the corner. They get all the substructures welded on, all trimmed up and ready to go. It's a good looking running board. I think I'm gonna go with a brand new one. Right, we're at our second stop in Taichung today. We're at a Muscle Car GT factory number 2. And I'm here with Howard. And what are they stamping behind us right here?
The Bronco door.
Okay.
Yes.
Which part of the door? Is it the inner or the outer?
The inner.
The inner part?
The inner panel.
Okay.
Yes.
Show us some other stuff you're doing.
What? Yeah, sure.
All right, Howard, this looks kind of familiar. This looks like maybe a 67 to 72 rocker panel?
Yes.
All right? Okay. So you guys, you built these dies from scratch yourself?
Right.
Okay. And what's he doing back over here?
The guy is violating the molding.
Okay, finishing out the molding to make
yes.
this part better?
Yes.
Is this something new?
Yes.
It's a brand new part?
Yes,
brand okay.
new
Okay, very interesting.
To really understand what goes into tooling and why it costs so much, we headed to Muscle Car GT's main factory to learn more about the reverse engineering process.
Very first stage of the reverse engineering is, of course, you have to have the sample first. And every time when we start a new project, we always try to get the complete car. The main reason is because if we're gonna do the roof panel, for example, if we, you know, by the time you cut the roof and send it to us, the roof gonna be bented during the transportation or even worse. So that's why we always try to bring the car to our place. And by the time we have the aftermarket parts ready, we can always put it back for the test fitting. So once we scan it, everything is digitized. Because let's say this particular roof, it may look okay with your bare eyes, right? But once you scan it, you're gonna see lots of dimples or dents on the surface. It's uneven. So that's why it's very important. We scan the whole thing and we reconstruct the surface on the computer. So make sure that, you know, everything is smooth and maintain all the details it's supposed to be. So then once we digitize it, then we use that program to cut the styrofoam, which is gonna be translated to Cast Foundry tool in the future. So that basically we're using the digitized computer to mill the styrofoam, and then we cast the styrofoam to become the Cast Foundry tool. And once we got the Cast Foundry tool, then we have to mill the machine again, that based on the digitized the data we have to mill the whole tooling. Then we put the tooling on the hydraulic press machine to test it. If everything works out, then, you know, we can start the production. If not, we have to go back to see where it goes wrong and rework the tooling again. Of course, every single project costs some money, right? I mean, just give you a quick example, a quarter panel, the average tooling cost in the industry is about $250,000 to $300,000. So that's pretty serious investment we're talking about. But we understand that our industry is unique. Once we cut the tooling, it's gonna last for decades. I mean, even today, we still have the tooling we made in the 80s, and we're still running production.
What I've gathered from the conversations through interpretation is he wants to share his knowledge, his years of experience in this business. He doesn't want to just hoard that and die with it all. He wants to share it with new people. That's why he brought us here, is to show us how it's done. Not that we're going to take it and start our own business, but so that we can share with others how the process is done and how they can take advantage of that. And so this process, this industry will live on past him.
Remember back in the early 2000s when he tried to bring the idea about building the aftermarket reproduction body shield? Everybody was kind of skeptical about that because, number one, people's gonna think, oh, it's a clone car, so it's not genuine, right? And second, there's gonna be some legal issues towards that. And third, because there's still plenty of original parts and cars you can salvage out there, right? So what's the point of trying to build the reproduction body shell? But back in the time, he already seen what's gonna happen in the future. Like, good cars, it's gonna be gone, right? So in order to extend our sales and our business, is try to build our own body shells. You know, he probably was a little bit too early back in the 2000s when he decided he brought the idea to the market. But when you look at the whole thing from today, we only can say that he has a pretty long-term vision towards our industry to make a decision like that.
Mr. GT is definitely a futurist. He's always thinking about how to innovate our industry. So what's next? Mr. GT is developing a portable bathroom system that converts classic truck beds into bathroom stalls, complete with airplane-style toilet technology. He also created his own electric motor system that is powering a 32 Ford. For enthusiasts that want to bring classic car lifestyle into their home or office, Mr. GT has created desks, chairs, and beds out of his reproduction sheet metal. One business owner, a Taiwanese coffee roaster, is even using a couple of his shells as part of his coffee shop design in his different locations. Paul is also looking towards future trends and is actually responsible for bringing the 1998 to 2006 grill tooling to CHL. Golden Star Classic Auto Parts is also producing complete 69 to 72 Blazers and C10 bodies to give more sheet metal options to truck enthusiasts. As the Taiwan trip came to a close, our group from Classic Truck Performance was left with a better understanding and appreciation for the effort and resources that goes into producing reproduction sheet metal and its accompanying parts. In the end, factories like Muscle Car GT and importers like Golden Star Auto are giving classic car and truck enthusiasts products to restore and rebuild their projects. So to them and the many other Taiwanese factories and importers, we say thank you.